the title of my presentation today, Medical Use and Misuse of Prescribed Opioid Medications Among High-Risk Youth. I would like to acknowledge my co-workers and collaborators at Drexel University School of Public Health and Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. No disclosures except to thank our friends at NIDA for funding this research. So a little bit of contextual background on the context, I guess, guiding this research question. The United States consumes 80% of the world's supply of opioid analgesics, and this includes medications like OxyContin, Vicodin, Percocet, and the like. It is the third most commonly prescribed drug class in the United States after lipid regulators and antidepressants. And in 2009, 12% of the opioid prescriptions were given to patients aged 10 to 29 years old. And concurrent with these trends and increasing prescriptive availability of prescription opioids, there's also a rise in the misuse or non-medical use of prescription opioids, especially among young adults, 16, 18 to 25, second only to marijuana use. So some definitions, as were pointed out in the previous, by the previous presenter, there's certain terminology that is somewhat inconsistent and consistent. So I would like to point out some definitions that I will be using for the rest of the presentation. So when I'm talking about medical use, I'm talking about a legitimate prescription of an opioid and being used as prescribed by the physician. When I say misuse, sort of how we ask the question and also how it's defined by a lot of the national surveys. And it refers to using a prescription either without a doctor's prescription or in larger amount than prescribed and for longer period than prescribed. So when asking this question, the source of misuse may or may not be a legitimate prescription prescribed to the person who's misusing. When I'm talking about medical misuse, I am referring to a legitimate prescription that is misused. So that means a person who received the prescription and abused that medication. So some background on the looking at this population level trends of increased availability of prescription opioids and the increase in misuse. Several studies have found an association between the amount of opioids dispensed for medical use and the reported rates of opioid misuse in the population. And fewer studies have looked at populations that have actually been prescribed opioids. One study reported that between 3 and 11.5% of patients treated with opioids for chronic pain may develop abuse with negative consequences, i.e. addiction. Another study found that medical users of opioids have significantly higher rates of problematic opioid misuse compared to persons never prescribed. Again, in this study, medical users of opioids, so those are people that were prescribed, and they had higher rates of problematic opioid misuse. The limitation in this literature is the fact that it is unknown if one's own opioid prescription is a source of misuse. And we hope that this is a gap in the literature we hope to address in this presentation. So some of our objectives, first, we would like to determine the prevalence of medical use and medical misuse of opioids in a sample of young adults who currently misuse prescription drugs. So to put it in simpler terms, we have a sample of current misusers of prescription drugs, and we want to retrospectively see how many of them have been prescribed an opioid in their lifetime, how many of them have used it medically, and how many of them fall into the medical misuser category, so having misused their prescription. Secondly, we want to describe demographic and other differences between these groups, and we want to assess the lifetime experience of adverse health outcomes, such as withdrawal or opioid overdose. And we want to describe recent drug use patterns among these groups of young adults. Our methods, our participants to be eligible for the study had to be between 16 and 25 years old. As I said, they had to be current misusers of prescription drugs, so either opioids, tranquilizers, or stimulants. And to enroll, they had to have used at least 3 times in the past 3 months. They were also high-risk youth, so sampling was stratified to include current polydrug users, homeless youth, and injection drug users. Participants were recruited in LA and New York City between 2009 and 2011. And structured interview questions capture histories of prescribed use of opioids and all other prescription drugs, patterns of initiation, modes of administration, and a whole other sorts of very comprehensive questions. So to address the first objective, our sample again was a sample of 596 current misusers of prescription drugs. And this included a combination of opioids, tranquilizers, and stimulants. This is how our sample broke down. 27% had never been prescribed an opioid in their lifetime. 15% had been prescribed an opioid, might never abuse their own medication, and these were the medical users. And the third group, medical misusers, in the medical misuse group, they were prescribed opioids and reported abuse of their own medication. And the question to assess medical misuse there were 3 questions to sort of validate one another. One was, did you ever abuse your medication? And another question was, what was your source of the opioid at opioid initiation? And 47% of those with a medical prescription said that they had abused at initiation. And we also assessed it by what was the source of misuse of opioids in the past 12 months. And of these 345, 18% of them had abused their own medication in the past 12 months. So to assess our second objective, we wanted to look at demographic and other differences between these 3 groups. And these are the factors that we looked at. Because our sample came from both LA and New York, we wanted to look if there were any site differences. We wanted to look at current age, gender, you know, the default demographics. We wanted to look if they had ever been in jail or arrested, drug treatment, and if they were currently students, IDUs, homeless, or employed. These were included particularly because our sample stratified to include high-risk youth. And we wanted to look at age of any opioid, age of initiation of any opioid use, because age of onset is important to consider. And I didn't show the here. I'm showing only what came out to be significant in terms of the factors by which they differed. So they were different in age. Medical misusers were about a year older than medical users, and those never prescribed. Surprisingly, a lot of them, more of them, were high school graduates. Also, more of them had been in drug treatment, had history of jail. Less of them were current students, and less of them reported being currently employed. And a larger percentage of them were current IDUs, but not too different than the medical users. So overall, the medical users and medical misusers were more similar to each other than they were to those never prescribed. And these were all significant covariates that we include in regression analysis that I'll present later. So in terms of age of initiation, as you can see, those that were never prescribed and those that used their medication as prescribed by the physician, they started misuse of opioid. They reported starting misuse about a year earlier than those with in the medical misuser group. So, you know, to say reversely, medical misusers tended to initiate any opioid misuse at an earlier age than the other 2 groups. And age of onset being a significant factor of and predictor of drug abuse, we included this in subsequent analysis. We control for age of onset. So to address the third objective, which is to look at, to assess lifetime, to assess the lifetime adverse health events, we looked at lifetime overdose from opioids, lifetime withdrawal from opioids, and more recent patterns also in the past 3 months of opioid withdrawal from opioids, past 3 months prevalence of misuse of these three prescription medications, and also the more commonly misused, abused illicit drugs. So I'm not presenting the chi-square, you know, sort of simple differences among these factors, but I just wanted to point out that when we did that, the only two things that were not significant were the stimulant and cocaine use. So in different drug use patterns, these three groups were not different in tranquilizer use and cocaine use. So we didn't run any regression analysis on these two outcomes. So this is what we included in multiple regression. So we'd like to first look at the adverse health outcomes. Medical misusers were twice as likely as those never prescribed an opioid to report experiencing overdose in their lifetime. They had four times the odds of having ever experienced withdrawal from opioids, and this was also apparent in the past 3 months. And this was also different between the medical misuse and the medical users. So medical misusers of opioids had three times the odds as the medical users to have reported withdrawal in their lifetime and in the past 3 months. And in terms of recent drug use, medical misusers had two times the odds of reporting opioid abuse in the past 3 months. They were less likely to report stimulant misuse in the past 3 months, and also less likely to report ecstasy use in the past 3 months. And the medical users, compared to those never prescribed, they were less likely to report marijuana and ecstasy use in the past 3 months. So in summary, medical misusers of prescription opioids had increased odds of ever experiencing overdose and withdrawal compared to those never prescribed. And this also held true between the medical misusers and the medical users. Additionally, medical misusers were twice as likely to have experienced withdrawal compared to medical users, and basically what I just said. Medical misusers were twice as likely to have misused opioids in the past 3 months, but were less likely to have reported recent misuse of stimulants, marijuana, and ecstasy compared to individuals never prescribed. And lastly, medical users were less likely to have used marijuana and ecstasy in the past 3 months compared to those never prescribed. So in conclusion, some notes. Previous studies have largely examined the relationship between history of prescribed opioid use and opioid misuse without really identifying if one's own prescription was the source of misuse. In this sample, misuse of one's own prescription, i.e. medical misuse, was reported by over half of the participants. And from this, we conclude that distinguishing medical use and medical misuse of opioids was a better predictor of adverse health outcomes and recent drug patterns than considering history of prescribed use alone. And we believe that this is important to consider and an important distinction to make in future studies to make better recommendations to prescribing physicians about the abuse potential of the medications that they're prescribing and the tendencies to misuse, the tendencies to misuse of the patients that they're prescribing to. And we'll take questions later. Thank you.